and somehow you're going to end up there. So I turned round and started like mad to paddle and was all over the place. Is that how you do it in Australia? Well, you're not too sure. But that's how we do it in England. But you see, the Jews were very British in that respect. Because when they wanted to look into the future, they turned backwards and they looked into the past. And there's a reason why they did that. Because in the past are certainties. You know where you've come from. You see all your mistakes. You hear all the promises of God. You see them being fulfilled. You see the good and the bad. You have the guiding lights. And that's why the Bible constantly says to the people of God, the children of Israel, remember. Why, if you celebrated Holy Communion this morning, you will have heard the words, remember. Why, even on your Anzac Day, what's the term that is used in many services? Remember, a service of remembrance. Why? Because we remember what has gone before. We remember the past, and in remembering the past, we're able to traverse the future, enter into the future. And that is how the Bible understands the future. The last days, to understand the last days, you need to look at the past. And very interesting, in the Bible, you have got references to what I would regard to be the most serious and heinous sin in the Bible. If I was to say to you, what do you believe to be the most serious sin in the Bible? I wonder what you would say. Murder, lying, stealing, adultery. What would you say? There is one term which is used again and again in Scripture, which indicates the sin which is the most heinous to God. And that sin is spiritual adultery or apostasy. It's when people, having partaken of God and being true to God, following his ways and his laws, decide they're going to embrace other ways and other gods. At that point, God comes down upon them like a ton of bricks. If you want a very good illustration of this, read Elijah on Mount Carmel, 1 Kings chapter 18. To understand what is happening on Mount